Welcome to the Generation Podcast, an audio resource dedicated to a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender to God and total dependence on His power to reach the world with the gospel of Christ. This podcast is designed to strengthen and encourage through a series of Bible-based practical talks.
Welcome to the Generation Podcast. This is Jim Van Gelderen. Well, today I want to introduce an introduction. I know that sounds kind of strange, but recently I was preaching, and I preached a message on the co-infections of moral impurity. And in the message, I gave an introduction to the subject matter, and I'd like to present that today because we're going to do a series of co-infections, things that literally come alongside of this particular sin issue, which is quite prevalent in the culture in which we live. And there's no doubt about it that when this sin exists in your life, when you deal with that sin, there's still other issues that are carried along by the issues of lustful thinking and living and viewing and things of that nature. And so I'm going to let the introduction. I preach this message, so in a certain sense, I'm not podcasting, I'm preaching, and it'll be in that format. And this is the introduction. It'll be followed by three other podcasts where we'll deal with three co-infections that come alongside of moral impurity. And even if you deal with the moral impurity, the co-infection has to be dealt with as well. So I hope this will be a help to you. I've introduced the introduction. I hope it'll bless you and encourage you, and that you'll be back to listen to the other podcasts that will follow. Well, I'd like to start here with something that's a little unusual, honestly. I know I've been here before, so I feel like I can probably go this direction with you. It's a little unusual of a message, but it won't be long. It's more to get you thinking. I've kind of been on a journey for a few years dealing with all kinds of issues, and particularly working with young people for 36 years, you see common problems that they have. And I would tell you over the years that I've worked with young people, the number one problem by far is the issue of bitterness. That's the number one problem. And then in the arena of bitterness, the number one problem causing the bitterness or provoking the bitterness would be an angry father. Now, there are other issues, but that seems to be the big one. I'm just giving you circumstantial. This is anecdotal. It is not scientific. Okay, but 36 years of anecdotal evidence. So I've kind of been on a journey, and I noticed that one. Then our number two major problem would be moral impurity, some aspect of moral impurity. And all kinds of things, of course, come under that umbrella. And that has been the number two problem in 36 years of ministry. Now, I don't think anybody out here is shocked by what I just said. Now, the thing that I began to realize over the years, and I've noticed this for several years, is that they go together. Hebrews 12 puts them together. Bitterness opens the door to moral impurity, so they kind of go together. And I'm not saying every bitter person has moral impurity, though I think a lot of them do. So I've kind of been on a journey and been studying some of this, reading things, listening to things that are obviously Christian perspective. And in doing so, I have noticed that that moral impurity issues are on the rise in our country. I don't think that shocks everybody in this room either. The accessibility of it and the availability of things has certainly caused there to be far more failure, particularly in viewing things that are inappropriate among Christians. I wouldn't think that'd be a shock to anybody in the room that we're facing a battle that we didn't face when I started in the ministry 36 years ago. Certainly there were some folks that got into that, and of course had to go down to usually to a kind of store, walk in, hope nobody saw them, and they had to purchase the materials, et cetera, et cetera. And that's the way it used to be. But we all know now that you can access things right here and in the privacy of your own room, which means that a lot of Christians have fallen for Satan's bait, and they find themselves, they think it's innocent. But I will tell you, I would fear certain parts of the internet more than I'd fear a gun in my face if I were you. And I'll be honest with you, I'd rather have somebody run up. I grew up in Chicago. This never happened, though it could have. I'd rather have somebody come up to me with a loaded gun and stick it in my face any day than somebody come with a sensual image, put it in my face. You say, why? Well, the gun can only put me in heaven a little bit early. That's all they can do. But this can destroy my wife, my kids, my grandkids, my family, my testimony, my ministry, and everything else. And I'll tell you, young person, you got a brain between your ears, I would fear this like I feared nothing. I'd fear it more than I'd fear the poisonous venom of some poisonous snake in a foreign country. I'd fear it more. If you've ever been to foreign countries, they get poisonous snakes, you know, it kind of freaks you out a little bit, especially when you hear all the stories. In fact, I shouldn't say this, but I was over in Africa, and I was noticing that African people just walk around the darkness. I mean, I don't know if they have infrared vision or what it is. They just walk around the darkness. No flashlights, nothing. So I asked one of the young preacher boys there, In fact, he ended up coming to Baptist College of Ministry, and I asked him, I said, do those people ever step on snakes? And he was acting like it was a normal, yeah, people step on snakes. I said, what happens? He said, well, they get bit. I said, then what happens? He said, they die. Oh, that'll motivate you. You know what I'm talking about? I'm over here. Listen, friends, I don't know about you, but I would fear what you could, some of the garbage you can access on a phone, I'd fear that entity more than some snake in Africa. Because, again, all that snake can do is put you in heaven a little bit early. Might be a painful way to get there, but it just puts you there a little bit early. But, again, we've already talked about how the fact that the snake can destroy us through this. Now, with that understanding, I want us to investigate something, because I've worked with now, you know, our team has worked with multiple young people who have unfortunately allowed themselves to become deceived by Satan and have gotten into looking at things they shouldn't. And I've done a lot of study. My wife has done much more study than I have on the whole issue, because it's so prevalent today, and it's not just one gender. There are all kinds of issues today, and I'm trying to be very vague, and I think most of you can read between the lines. But I will say this. Recently, I've been trying to put it all together, because for seeing different things, read different things that have been helpful, but I still knew there was something missing. It wasn't what I had learned was wrong. It just that it was incomplete. And recently, I believe God helped me see some things that will really help me understand some of the core issues. And I want to just preach a simple message just to get you thinking, because there may be someone in here who needs this, and if you don't need it, maybe it'll help you in counseling. I'm going to call this session The Co-Infections of Moral Impurity. The Co-Infections of Moral Impurity. And what I've discovered is this, that the issue of lust, and when I'm talking about lust, I'm not just talking about actions. We all know we live in a world. Fornication, adultery, and all kinds of other things are a part of the world. I'm not necessarily talking about that, but that's certainly included. And I'm not just talking about viewing filth. Okay, that certainly is a huge issue today, but I'm not just talking about that. I am also talking about it, a very defeated mind. I tell our Bible college students, you can live without being defeated by lust. I had a young man tell me who at one time made a terrible decision and got into looking at filth for years. Recently, he told me, after a sustained victory, he said, I have had 4 months where I did not one time fall to the temptation to lust. He's tempted multiple times, but he said, not one time did I fantasize in 4 months. And he said to me, he said, it is victory I did not think was possible. Now, the only reason I'm saying that is I want to cast vision to someone who's caught in the web, that there is a way out, and not just a way out of not looking, it's total victory is not thinking about things you have no business thinking about. You tracking with me on the deal here? So we're not just talking. Every man in this room knows you may not look at stuff, you may not do things you shouldn't, but you can be defeated in your mind. That is, that kind of defeat, I think, is killing us.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Generation Podcast. For more faith-inspiring resources and information about joining The Generation, please visit thegeneration.org. That's T-H-E-E generation.org.